Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
It's episode 625, and we have plugins for Audemean and crowdfunding and WordPress news, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the brewery overlooking beautiful southern Vancouver Island, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we're having loads of fun today. We have technology all over the place that's just giving us all kinds of just pulling our chains, you know. The AI is messing with us today because I guess it's bored and it says, you know what, you're the one I'm picking on today. That's the way it works. I'm certain of it. The AI has truly escaped. I really think it already is out there. Even though if you listen to our little ramblings in the pre-stream, you know, we had some nice discussions there about all that kind of thing. At any rate, all of that good and said, you know, I've had my fill.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
You know, I don't think I'll ever get old of that one. I just can't. I need to have that saved on my phone so I can just play it when you're irritating me and going off on the ramble.
Well, I guess you'll have to learn how to edit audio.
All right. So welcome to today's show where you can hear the plugins are coming. This is episode 625. We've got a couple of great in-depth plugins for you and some recent news, both in the WordPress world and the tech world in general, and a couple of awesome WordPress tips. At least I think they're awesome. But, you know, if our listeners threw some in, they'd probably be way more awesome. Just saying. I don't know about everyone else, but the weather in our area is kind of at the point where it can't really decide what it wants to be. It rains, then it sunshines, and it's like 18 degrees, but it's only like 3 degrees at night, and just a little bit of everything. April, the month of four seasons is what I've called it for a while.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it can't really decide what it's going to be, and then hopefully next month it'll be nice and pretty, and flowers will come up, and all that good stuff.
April showers, bring me flowers.
But because of all the craziness in the weather, it does tend to be a time when a lot of people get sick. It's the transition time. So remember to take care of yourself. Don't go outside like my teenager did in shorts and t-shirt and stay out till dark and expect it to still be warm like summertime. It's not going to work. You're going to get cold. So just take care of yourself. A couple of reminders before we start the show today. Reminder that our show is every other week, and it starts at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time with a pre-stream starting around 12:15 Pacific time. Pre-stream is where we twiddle with the dials and knobs and really just warm up our voices. Sometimes we have awesome pre-stream conversations. Sometimes they're more random than usual, but they're always worth listening to and generally entertaining. Don't forget, this is a value-for-value show, and you are a big part of its creation. You are our producers, and we need you to help us to produce. So get on out there, hit some like buttons, share an episode or two, and let people know that you helped to produce the longest-running WordPress plugins podcast. Also, our show notes can be found at wppluginsa2z.com. New show notes will be up within 24 hours and on our front page. I have a couple technical difficulties with the show, but it'll be figured out by the end of today. Sorry, not to, with our site, sorry. That's it for reminders. Now on to the artist of this week.
Okay.
Which Sir Rogue of the Tavern, Baron of the Couch and Valley. There we go.
You think you'd have my title down pat by now?
You would think so, but you know, it doesn't roll off the tongue as easily as you think.
Sir Rogue of the Taverns, Baron of the Cowichan Valley. Rolls off the tongue just fine.
It's because you made it up. Well, the image is pretty awesome, though. I do like it a lot. I love trains. Trains are so cool. And yeah. This one is a really pretty one. They don't really make trains very pretty anymore. They're all ugly.
They're all ugly now. They have no class in their trains. You look at some of the bullet trains from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and even those had style to them.
Yeah, they were pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, nowadays, they don't make anything with style. They've taken the heart out of stuff.
No, they're all efficient.
Yeah, they're all efficient. Well, this is a cool photo. I did like it. You know, I was looking for it. I don't know where it came up. I think the country song, you know, "Can Hear the Trains Roll" is what popped in my head when I was trying to figure out a title for the show. So anyway, yeah, it's a good one.
So, well, if anybody out there is interested, you can send in some art and we'll get it up here and give you credit for it. It's a lot of fun.
Yep. We would love some new artists. That way I can that way I can stop making the artwork again.
On to the news.
All right. We do need that.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
And now the news with Amber.
Yeah, that was a little loud in my ears. So the first thing we have here is a WordPress vulnerability report. From SolidWP. That's what they're called now? Yeah, that's what they're called. They changed it from something else to this, so I'm still kind of a little confused once in a while. In this report, there are 200 vulnerabilities, though there are so far 182 patches made for the plugins. WordPress Core has patched the sensitive data exposure issue, although they did so with 6.5.2. So 6.5 was a pretty big update. 6.2 is actually the first next update. They don't have a 6.5.1. They just have a 0.2. So there's been some issues there. But be careful when you're updating. The 18 plugins needing patching are up at the top. The ones I most easily recognize are User Activity Log, WooCommerce, and essential add-ons for Elementor, best Elementor templates, widgets, kits, and WooCommerce builders. I think the last couple that have actually been fixed now. I didn't really recognize most of them.
Cool.
Next up, we have the WordPress vulnerability report from PatchStack. These guys always have the latest information on what is going on regarding the latest in vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. At the time of writing this, the most recent issue was with WordPress Fatal Error Notify plugin. Yeah. Their 1.5.2 is vulnerable to broken access control. Once you get used to these guys' layout, it is really useful. Like, if you want more information on the item itself, you just click on the item. You can choose what you want to look at, whether it is plugins, themes, or what have you. Very useful. It just takes a little getting used to.
Yeah, one of the nice things about it is something we offer from WP Pro 8 is Ed Hosting is the WP Tools Kit, and it checks for vulnerabilities, and it uses PatchStack as its reference for everything.
Well, that's good. PatchStack is really awesome.
Then it notifies you if it finds anything.
Nice. Just a quick note. It appears that WP Tavern has taken the last month off writing. So if you'd like the most recent information from WP Tavern, you can check out our recorded show that we released on April 1st. Nothing new has been written in the past month by these guys. I don't know what they're up to.
They all had their, you know, 2 weeks of trial stuff, and then they all went, you know what? I'm not doing this. And they bailed. I have no idea, but they take a lot of grief. Writing for WP Tavern means you have to have a really thick skin.
Yeah, that's the rough one. I mean, yeah. People think they have a rough skin until they start doing things like writing for WP Tavern.
Doing a lot of things. You suddenly, once you get put out there to the public, you have to be able to shrug off when they decide, the public decides they don't like what you wrote, or they're in opposition of what you have to say. So it can be tough. I even get that occasionally when I publish a post on Twitter. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I didn't think it was that bad. You know, it seemed like it's a legitimate thing. Why are you grilling on me? So.
The next thing we have here is WordPress security release. So this goes back to what I was trying to mention before. Be aware there is no 6.5.1. There is only 5.2. This is due to an issue with the initial package. This release features 2 bug fixes on core, 12 bug fixes for the block editor, and 1 security fix. So be careful when you're updating. Back your site up as much as well as you can. Sometimes it's better to have a slightly out of date site and keep your site rather than try to keep updated and lose your site. Mm-hmm. I have found it often takes 2 to 3 minor releases before it's safe to update after a huge change like what they did in 6.5.
Yep.
So I'm waiting for a couple more minor releases.
I'm still waiting before I'll let anything update to 6.5.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You know, at least you know 6.4, whatever it was stable.
Exactly. Stay where you know you're good. Like, I'm still surprised that they made such a massive release for a 0.5 rather than waiting till 7. Mm-hmm. Like, it just seems like way too big of a release for a point to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way the system's been going for a while.
Well, this next one, I thought this was kind of interesting. It's, who is WordPress for? So it's an interesting article that is more so a question rather than an explanation about anything. Who is WordPress for? Matt Medeiros goes through explaining the various debates that tend to come around on WordPress over and over throughout the years, but then states that WordPress no longer really questions whether it's a page builder or a website builder. It seems to have set itself squarely in the website builder camp. But now there's other debates popping up, like, who is it for? There are other really awesome links in the bottom of this article, too, that are definitely worth having a look through. It's a good read and good links. So I recently found the WP Minute. I didn't know they existed. Oh. But now that I found them, I really like them. They're really useful. I like the way that they bring information to the fore. And I love the links that they're putting at the bottom.
Yeah, they're really quite great. I think I appeared on their podcast years ago.
Yeah.
They've been around for quite a while.
Yeah, I realized that once I finally found them. I don't know why I haven't been able to find them. It's like they were hidden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to say lots of great things. So
I'm really happy I found them because a lot, like this Matt Medeiros, mm-hmm. fantastic writer. I've read a whole bunch of his articles now. I kind of got lost down the rabbit hole of reading their articles for the last while.
Yep.
Really good. Definitely worth going to the site and checking it out. They have a lot of good things to say. A lot of good questions. Mm-hmm. Worth checking it out. And the last one I have for you, for everyone today is, do developers still need to learn programming languages in the age of AI? Personally, I think yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Knowing the basic HTML and CSS has made it possible to do any developing at all for me. So, and I'm slowly learning other languages so I can be better at what I do. This article goes through and talks about how AI can produce code from a few plain speaking prompts and has learning programming languages become redundant? I don't think so. I think they're going to be even more important than ever before when it comes to working with AI.
Yes. Well, the big problem they're finding with AI-generated code is it's often full of security holes because the AI takes the shortest, most efficient route to get it done.
Yeah.
And like, that problem allows for a lot of security holes because the shortest, efficient route in coding leaves things open.
Yeah, it's kind of been a recurring theme I've been noticing is, oh, well, we can just let AI do it. We don't have to learn this anymore. Well, AI doesn't have that human curiosity, that human drive to figure out what is wrong. You get a feeling for things mm-hmm. and you're like, hey, something feels off with this code. So you go searching and that innate curiosity drives you to find the answer and you find it, you fix it, and it's suddenly everything is working properly. But you got to be able to have that feeling. AI doesn't have feelings. It has logic. Jobs it has, that it gets done.
It has logic.
Yeah. It doesn't have curiosity the same way that humans do or a drive to do something or do something better or anything. Mm-hmm. It just has a job. It gets a job done. It moves on.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally think that knowing these program languages is going to be way more important than ever was before.
And besides, who's going to write the programs for the AI?
Yeah, eventually the machine will start breaking down. Someone's got to fix the machine. Well, right. I've got a whole bunch of extras here. One of the things that I do recommend people read up on is the first thing in the extras. Want to keep getting Windows 10 updates next year? Here's what it will cost. Do check that one out. It'll be important for you to know if you're a Windows user. There's a bunch of other things, including another thing from the WP Minute, and that can WordPress use a new logo? I thought that was a kind of a cool question, and a bunch of cool ideas popped up. Lots of cool stuff in the extras. Definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'll have to read the article on this Windows 10 charging for updates. I'd be happy if they stopped updating me.
Well, they are going to stop updating Windows 10 in 3 years. So we have 3 years to figure this out. And the first year, it's expensive. And then each year after the first year, it doubles in price. So
meaning they're
make
gonna,
sure
they're
you read up on it.
They're going to force everyone to buy new computers, too.
Yep.
Because many computers, like my computer, state-of-the-art when I built it, can't run Windows 11.
That's another thing that's talked about in this article. It is a very important thing to read. Like for businesses, crazy expensive. For educators, only like $4.
Yeah, well, I think they did something similar when they jumped from 7 to 10.
Yeah, except they're starting it off at like $120 or something for the first year.
And the crazy goes on. All right. Well, I guess we need to wander off out of here because that's a rabbit hole that's not for this show. And off we go. All right, it's time to talk about plugins and plugins and plugins and plugins. So what do we got for you? One I've got for you this week here is called ATUM WooCommerce Inventory Management and Stock Tracking. Now, this plugin came about because, of course, as everyone knows, it is tax time. Fortunately, here in Canada, we got another 15 days before we get to deal with it. All you poor Americans out there, your deadline was today, so... At any rate, one of the joys of running a business that has inventory is you got to have an inventory account that has to be turned in and part of your taxes, and they count your inventory. I don't know all the rules and blah, blah, blah around it. But anyway, you still have to have an inventory. And I imagine it's similar in the States. And if you're running an purely online store, your inventory's there. And I was trying to get better reports out of the inventory than what comes with WooCommerce. And I found this plugin here for it. And what it allows for, it gives you a much better look at your inventory reports, telling you what's there. You can create multiple types of reports for tracking purposes. There's a lot that this plugin does, and it's all in the free version. There are some add-ons to go with the plugin, but the free version is fairly complete for most people for managing your inventory and adjusting it. If you got suppliers to your site, you can start tracking your suppliers. If you make purchase orders for your content, you can do purchase orders, inserting the inventory, placing inventory that's about to go into inventory, but it's not there yet. There's a lot in here that I found was very useful in the plugin. The other nice thing is I found it to be semi-intuitive, not as intuitive as I hoped, but fairly intuitive in its displays and its layouts of everything and showing you what you can and can't do. You know, it's got Stock Central, it's got inventory logs, you know, inbound stock, etc. There's just a lot of different things. Gives you charts of what your best sellers are. It even gives you something that I hadn't seen before. It's like if you put in your costs of goods going into your products you produce, you can then start to track your profit margin on your products. So that's another useful aspect of it for managing and maintaining your business, your online business. So this one here is a really good one, a really nice plugin. And in keeping with my theme for this year and bringing nothing but five dragon plugins, I go ahead and give this one a five dragon rating. Go check it out. ATUM, WooCommerce, Inventory Management, and Stock Tracking.
That does sound really freaking useful.
It is. And because I've gotten serious about running the Oasis and the online store I have for the goods I'm selling, I need to be able to manage everything in an effective way. So as mm-hmm. I find useful things for WooCommerce, I've tried a lot of different things, put them in, end up yanking them out because they're just getting in the way. This one so far doesn't seem to be getting in the way.
That's good. All right. So the first thing I have here is some WordPress tips. Wow, that was loud and clear. That's awesome. All right. So we would love to hear some tidbit tips from some of our producers out there. What did you figure out by breaking something? Or what did you need to learn in order to help someone else? You can send these tidbits in to me at amber@wppro.ca. Now, making sites. Don't be afraid to ask for more clarification and or more explanation from anyone you are working with. Although you may find yourself giving a lot of explanations as to the kind of information you're actually looking to get from them. Things like you may have to explain what you actually mean by color scheme, and you may have to give many examples of different sites to explain what kind of site you two are talking about. For instance, I found it useful to keep a list of sites and groups together, like shops, blogs, fancy, simple. Separate them into groups, and in this way, you can easily find the right kind of sites for examples you need to send along to prospective clients or clients who are looking for a site build or change. So like someone who I was speaking with recently, they said they want a simple site that was a shop. Well, rather than asking too many questions, I grabbed a group of sites, sent it over to them and said, I think these are what you're asking for. Let me know. And it can be a lot more simple when you have a bunch of sites to use as examples. And now I have, and then I have beginner's tips. So if you feel like something new to you that you are trying to learn is just defeating you, like you just aren't getting it, realize that you've probably already learned a lot more than you realize, and you're just feeling like you're having a super hard go of it, because learning anything new is like learning a new language. Every single thing that you've learned this far did not come easily to you. It just feels like it came easier because you've already learned it. You've already gone through the hard part. So now you're just adding to the base that you created already. Now you're learning something new. It's brand new all over again and really hard. And it feels way harder than it should be because you've gotten used to it being just more information to add onto your base with all the other things you work in. So don't get discouraged. It's going to feel hard. It's going to feel rough. And it's going to feel like you're not getting anywhere for what feels like forever. But you are actually learning a lot more than you realize. So don't be too hard on yourself. Keep going. You'll get there. And now for my plugin.
Oh, yeah. I got sidetracked.
All right. So, Ignition Deck crowdfunding platform. This is a neat plugin that was sent in to us by Alex Vasquez, one of the partners of this plugin. The plugin has been around for a while now, though it's not too well known apparently. The plugin was designed to be used for crowdfunding, think GiveWP style. However, Alex informed me that most of their customers tend to use this plugin for their own crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter. And for this week, I'm going to be reviewing the free version. After I got the plugin download and activated, I went to settings. You can find this both on the left-hand side of your main menu under Ignition Deck. And there's like a symbol of a rocket. Or you can click on settings under the plugin itself on the plugin dashboard. Unfortunately, you need to download two additional plugins in order to run this plugin. Now, it could have been really annoying addition to have to go do this, but instead, there is a really easy-peasy link there for you to click on. Both of the plugins are downloaded for you instantaneously, and you're able to move forward in setting it up with very little interruption. It's actually a really nice setup. Like, you need these other two plugins, but they make it so easy for you, it's not really that big of an issue. So the first screen that pops up is the option to register with IgnitionDeck.com. This will get offers, updates, and announcements sent to your inbox. It will give you access to downloadable modules. You can skip this if you're not interested, which I think is awesome. There's been a couple plugins I've checked out. They don't let you skip it. You have to put something in. Some places, they feel like you really need to have that extra information. But these guys are like, yeah, no, whatever. The next screen is where you will find out about the two dependencies needed to get this particular plugin working. Here, you click the check mark to download. You'll be taken to the plugin dashboard so you can activate them. And then you have to navigate back to the settings dashboard of Ignition Deck. But like I said, it's actually pretty easy. It's not that big of an issue. Next screen is the upgrade screen. If you just want the free version, skip this. Next, we have the theme. A free version only gives you one option, and there is no option to skip this. However, it does not activate the theme automatically. So although you do need to get the theme, you don't have to use it. Next, we have the Ignition Deck quick setup screen. You have to manually check off all the items if you want them, though you can just click next with none of them checked off. So throughout this whole thing, mostly on every screen, they give the option to skip it. There's only a couple things that they don't give the option to skip, but they don't force you to use the thing that you download. It's actually kind of cool. I like the theme. When you get to the point where you can open up a project, or you can put a start a project, you go in there, you have all these different kinds of settings to start up a project, and then you get a short code to put it onto a post or page. You can automatically insert the project from the project, like you build the project from the project page, you can automatically put it into a post or page. You just need to click off the check mark. So yeah, it's a really cool, very easy to use, lots of different options. I wrote out a lot of information here, more than really I have time to talk about on here. So go into the show notes, read it all yourself. It's worth it looking at. I really like this plugin. An additional item I just realized after this, there is also an option when you're in the plugin dashboard underneath of the Ignition Deck plugin, there's the option of which edition is right for me. You can click on that and it'll take you to an explanation where they give you an honest lowdown on the different levels and what you get in the different levels. There's also a place for developers to go and have a look. And there's also this thing called a valet service option where you can have them set things up for you from beginning to end. It's really cool. I really like what they've done with this plugin. They've made it really easy, but they've also given you a lot of ability to do things yourself your own way. I really like it. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Very nice. Gives you an option to run your own system and not lose as much money when they take it in the end.
Well, that's just the free version.
What I'm talking about is the crowdfunding sites take a chunk of that money from you.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So you could, if you ran this yourself and you use Stripe or PayPal, I thought I said, no. Stripe, oh, it's Stripe checkout. You know, Stripe or PayPal, you only lose the small percentage that goes to Stripe or PayPal. You don't lose the additional percentage that the crowdfunder platforms take. So, which is good. You know, granted, you don't get the same kind of exposure, but what the hell?
No, it's a really cool plugin. I think that they have put in a lot of freedom, and that freedom is really what interests me because they've made it so you can really, really personalize it. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. It's not just a drag and drop, you get what you get thing.
Yep.
You actually get to make it your own and make it work for you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll just cover this section real quick.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Mainly because I like the jingle still.
I do love that jingle. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, join in and be a part of your own production. Support the show at the same time. Earn yourself a producership credit. There are a lot of ways that you, as our producer, can utilize us as your tool to help yourself out and help us at the same time. Get a producership credit, do an interview, donate some time, get your name up here, all kinds of things. You can look further into producership credits options by going to our site, wppluginsa-z.com, and clicking on Time, Talent, or Treasure in our main menu. We have a couple of miscellaneous announcements. If you have an announcement like a meetup or to announce you'll be on stage at a WordCamp, let us know and we will add it here and help you to get your news out to the world. Currently, there are 5 WordCamps going on. They are WordCamp Bilbao at Bizkaia in Spain, April 20th to 21st. WordCamp Leipzig, April 20th. WordCamp Buffalo, New York, USA. That is May 4th to 5th. May the 4th be with you. WordCamp Sylhet, Bangladesh. That's May 10th to 11th. WordCamp Porto in Portugal, May 17th to 18th. That's just the next 5 WordCamps. If you want to follow the link that's right below those, that will take you to the page that, and you can see all of the WordCamps for the next year. If you're interested in finding WordPress meetups somewhere around the world, you can go check out places at meetup.com/pro/WordPress. Link it will be in the show notes. Unfortunately, for those that live in Victoria, BC, the YYJ WordPress meetup group no longer exists. If anybody's interested in starting it back up, let us know. And that's all we have for this week there. We do have a way for people to reach us. We have an actual brick and mortar address where you can send in art and or notes. You can find the address in our show notes, but we also have our virtual addresses too, just to make it that much easier for you. The plugins we covered were...
I covered up the ATUM, WooCommerce Inventory Management and Stock Tracking by Stock Management Labs. And it's a really great plugin. Excellent for stock control system, all WooCommerce products in one screen. Actually, it doesn't give them all. It's on multiple screens. But anyway, smooth control, image thumbnails, etc. Lots of the easy identifiers in this. Really great plugin. Go check it out. I gave it a 5 dragon rating. And you are such a geek.
Me?
I made a 4th comment right in the middle of it. I thought that was really cute.
I can't help it, man. I see May 4th, and all I can think is May the 4th be with you. I covered Ignition Deck Crowdfunding Platform by Ignition Deck. Easy setup, use on site for crowdfunding, and it works with just about any theme out there. I rate this at 5 dragons. Also, I totally hear that in Darth Vader's voice.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's question and answer time with John and Amber.
All right. So if anybody out there has any questions they'd like to have asked here on the show, you can send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca. Maybe one of your questions will stump my dad, because I sure haven't been able to yet. So first question, do plugins count as space eaters in sites? Or can you add however many plugins you like without ever having to worry about using up all the space offered by the hosting provider? Like, if a hosting provider only gives you a certain amount of space, will having too many plugins eat up that space is what I'm trying to ask here.
Oh, absolutely. They take up space. They're anywhere from a few hundred K in size to WooCommerce is a good gig or more, or not a gig, but a good not maybe 100 megabytes, but lots of megabytes. I don't know what their size is. But every plugin takes up space. And this not only takes up space there, it takes up space in the database. And that database size counts against your hosting too, just for those that don't understand that. What, I've only got 100 megs in storage files. But yeah, but you've got 500 megs in your database. So
they're not considered separate kinds of space. They are, you get one allotment of space and you fill it up with whatever you put on.
That's right. You get one allotment of space and whatever you put on your site, whatever it goes into the database, it fills up the allotment of your space. So everything takes up space.
Yeah, it seems like if you were to add plugins and stuff, it seems like that space would be considered differently because it's required to run the site almost.
No, but still, you're not paying for separate. When you're at your hosting, you're not paying for space that's required to run my site versus space that is used for other things. You're paying for a chunk of space. It's like renting an apartment. You rent an apartment, you fill it up with whatever junk you want, or you can leave it as empty as you want. It's the same thing. You know, you rented that much space with a door to get in and out of it. And that's the same thing with hosting. You rent X amount of space with a door in and out to the world.
Makes sense to me. Okay, next question. What happens if you have a lot of themes downloaded that you don't use? Does it take up space, or is it an issue with in any other way?
Yes, it takes up space, and yes, it can be an issue in other ways. If you got themes you're not using, get rid of them, because one, being not used, they don't get notified of updates, and they can still be exploited. Believe it or not, unused plugins have that same problem. If you've got unused plugins, you want to make sure that they're updated. And you want to make sure you get rid of them because they can be exploited. It hasn't happened in a very long time, but back in the early days of WordPress, I saw it happen a lot. And that was somebody would find a hole, not through something active on your site, because then you might notice it. They'd find a hole through an inactive plugin or an inactive theme, and they'd come in through that door. So yes, get rid of them. There's no need wasting that space, and also, you know, taking up unnecessary space that you think, and also leaving the possibility of them being a security hole.
All right. Well, I've got two more questions for after the credits.
All right. Well, this is where we close out for all of those listening on YouTube. You guys get the bonus and benefits of the added questions, which sometimes are interesting and sometimes lead to additional discussions. For those of you listening on the download, well, you'll have to check out the YouTube for all that cool stuff. In the meantime, we'll be right back on YouTube after our girl takes us on out.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.